here on Black Talk Radio. Want to take a pause for the cause and read some news. A couple of days ago, this is a story that came out on August the 30th via TulsaWorld.com. And it says a ruling paves the way for freedmen descendants of Cherokee Nation citizenship. The ruling says descendants of Cherokee Nation's free enslaved Africans have a right to tribal citizenship. So for those that don't know me, y'all may have heard me, may not have heard me mention that I am a descendant of Western North Carolina Cherokees. And this is something that a story that I have been looking at for quite some time. And for those that don't know, yes, the Cherokee, various Cherokee tribes, particularly the ones in Georgia, but various Cherokee tribes practiced slavery. The other tribes that were called the so-called civilized tribes also practiced slavery side by side with the colonies. And when it came time for the Civil War, the Cherokee Nation sided with the Confederacy. Again, the Confederacy fighting to maintain racism, white supremacy, and of course, slavery. And they ended up getting kicked out of North Carolina as a result. And I really do not identify with them. I mean, our ancestors are who our ancestors are. But the Cherokee Nation, I do not identify with the Cherokee Nation. And I never ever sought, although I could, based on one of my ancestors, seek membership in the Cherokee Nation. The reason why is because I don't identify with them. I identify as a black man. I was raised as a black man. I am a black man. And I just cannot really get down with people who practice slavery like that. And so they, after the Trail of Tears, that's when the Cherokee were forced to leave the southeastern part of the North Carolina, of the United States, wasn't just North Carolina. And that's how they ended up in Oklahoma. They got force marched out there. Now, again, this was after the Civil War. I don't have no sympathy for them. They got with traitors and slavers, and they were practicing slavery themselves. I don't have any sympathy for them. But they're victims. They're victims. The descendants of their victims of slavery. Some people might look at them and say, why would you want to identify with these people? They don't even want you. They don't even want you in the Cherokee Nation. You know, they enslaved your family members, your ancestors. And so how are you today identifying with these Cherokee? Well, it's you have to ask them that question. But I can see the benefits of it just the same as many Afro-descendant people who are descendants of victims of slavery. They have not denounced their United States citizenship. Okay? So I see it sort of as the same thing. I know I hear people talking about like, we need to move to Ghana all the time. And people have moved to Ghana, especially retirees have moved to Ghana, which is in Africa, and moved to other places in Africa. But they don't denounce their citizenship of the United States because they know that citizenship means something and it carries certain privileges. Or else they would just denounce their citizenship the way that some of them talk and just leave. And no, I don't want nothing to do with that racist nation. I ain't trying to stay here and make it better or anything like that. I'm going to Africa. But they don't give up their citizenship in the United States of America Incorporated. So I don't see how anybody has any room to criticize these Afro-Cherokees for wanting their Cherokee citizenship, because as part of that Cherokee citizenship, guess what? They don't have to pay taxes. They don't have to pay federal taxes. I don't know for sure, but I don't think that they pay state taxes. And as a part of reparations, that's something that has been floated out there as well. And it's things that people need to consider. I believe any descendants enslaved Africans today, you should be exempt from taxes, just like these Indian tribes are exempt from taxes. You shouldn't have to keep paying taxes to the United States of America, which has not stopped practicing slavery, okay, and definitely has not paid reparations. So that's something that I think that people who are working on that issue of reparations, that's something y'all need to put on the table. That's got to be a part of it. Not only free college, university, education and all of that, but also exempt from paying taxes. We shouldn't have to pay taxes, people. And even if you weren't the descendant of an enslaved African and you were a descendant of a free black person, you still were subjected, that person was still subjected to terrorism, racism, and white supremacy. White supremacy in order to maintain slavery. They were still subjected to that. So let me read a little bit from this story. Not going to go too much into it, but it's a story I've been watching for over a number of years. But the descendants of Cherokee freedmen have a right to tribal citizenship, a federal court ruled on Wednesday. A ruling in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia is an important victory in the freedmen descendants' longstanding legal battle to secure Cherokee citizenship. In its 78-page decision, the court ruled that the Treaty of 1866, which entitled freedmen to all the rights of native Cherokees, takes priority over the tribe's constitution. And see, you can amend constitutions. You know, we talk about amending the 13th to abolish slavery once and for all in this country. So, yeah, you can amend constitutions. And so apparently what they did was amend the constitution to strip Afro-descendant Cherokees, victims of slavery, strip them of their citizenship. Didn't want to share that casino money with them or any of the reparation payments that they may be getting from the U.S. government. So it goes on to say, freedmen, many of whom marched on the Trail of Tears, were black slaves owned by members of the Cherokee Nation until after the Civil War. See, I wouldn't have, no, I'd have stayed right here in North Carolina or Georgia. After the Civil War, I wouldn't have marched with these people on the Trail of Tears. Hell no, I just wouldn't have done it. You've been enslaving me, and then you fought other black people to keep black people in chains. No, I wouldn't have been out there on that Trail of Tears with them. I'm sorry. I would have been claiming my status as a U.S. citizen under the 14th Amendment. Says the Cherokee Nation's sovereign right to determine its membership is no less now as a result of this decision than it was after the nation executed the 1866 treaty decision states. The Cherokee Nation can continue to define itself as it sees fit, but must do so equally and even-handedly with respect to Native Cherokees and the descendants of Cherokee freedmen. The freedmen descendants have contended that the treaty guarantees them the right to citizenship and the benefits that come with it, while the Cherokee Nation has disputed that claim. So again, you got different factions, just like you have in any group of people or nations. You have these different factions, and there's a faction of Cherokees that practice racism. And it's just rich, though, when we talk about sovereignty and we need our own nation and all of that. You know, the Cherokees had that. Seemingly, but it seems to me that they don't have total autonomy when the United States Court for the District of Columbia can tell them what to do. Even though the court is right in this case, that just speaks to you're not as sovereign as you may think you are. All right, so congratulations to those that sought that citizenship. I wouldn't have sought it. I'm not going to say that. You know, I'm not going to say that. You know, you talk about being exempt from taxes. That's a powerful motivation. But I'm not going to judge them. I just would not have wanted citizenship with with them. You might say, well, aren't you being hypocritical? You're a citizen of the United States. Well, I didn't have a choice. I was born here. I was given that citizenship by way of my birth. So I really didn't have a choice. I really didn't have a choice. And I'm not talking about leaving to go somewhere else and help them out when, you know, I see this land is my land. All right. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep fighting along with other people to abolish slavery and human trafficking in this country and just keep fighting it to make it better for future generations. Thank you to our ancestors who did that for us, because we certainly, I don't think anybody logically can or credibly can claim that their life is today is so much better, would have been so much better if they'd have been born in the 1850s or the 1860s or the 1870s or 80s or even the 1920s. No. Your life is so much better as a black person, non-white person, than it was prior to you being born. All right, so going to keep the music flowing. You're listening to the Afternoon Music Mix here on the Black Talk Radio Network, of course, pausing for the cause of sharing news and information with you. If you have a question or comment,